Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Wednesday to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Glad that you guys are with me as always. Today's podcast is my conversation, my one-on-one with Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons. We are here, of course, at SEC Media Days, and you're probably wondering where the cool aesthetic is. I mean, our radio show, we're right there at the College Football Hall of Fame, like on the second floor, overlooking the big podium and all that stuff. We have a great setup for the radio show. But the problem is, at 6 o'clock Eastern, which is 5 Central, so we got them to let us stay there an extra hour, that they shut it down. And they're telling everybody to leave and like, no, you got to go somewhere else. We got to clean and get it ready and all that stuff for the next day. First time that they have done that, that they have kicked us out of this this venue at the end of the day. I used to be able to like sneak in there at 9 o'clock and talk to you guys, but not this year. So we're in my room in Atlanta for these recorded episodes. But I appreciate you guys being here as always. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter with the name right there. Follow me on Twitter. Also, subscribe right here if you have not already. Leave a comment. Leave a like. Click the notification bell so you know, A, when I go live or when I post a new video like this one. And, of course, wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. So this episode, of course, my interview with Austin Simmons, and he was impressive. I'm sure you guys watched the rounds and did all that stuff. And his maturity is striking. And I guess the phrase that I used earlier today was self-assuredness. You know, there's overconfidence, there's hubris, there's cockiness. It's none of that. He is just very comfortable with how he operates and how he conducts his business and how he does things, if that makes sense. So there's a whole lot of confidence, but none of it comes off as arrogance, right? He knows what his limitations are or what he needs to work on, but also he is very comfortable with who he is and how he works and in the preparation. He's a very impressive young quarterback, and even though this is his third year in the system, he is still a very young quarterback with incredibly high expectations and, frankly, a lot of pressure on him to perform this year. And he's not shy and is not afraid of that at all. And that is the most impressive thing about him is he knows what being a starting quarterback in the SEC is like. He knows what the expectations for a quarterback now at Ole Miss is. It wasn't too terribly long ago where the Ole Miss quarterback didn't get the kind of attention that the Ole Miss quarterback gets now under Lane Kiffin. It's a totally different beast than it was not too terribly long ago. And is he ready to fill the shoes of what has been an over decade-long run now of pretty quality quarterback play at Ole Miss? If you think about it, Bo Wallace, you know, when he took over in 2012, I mean, you guys remember this. It was a program that was desperate for life, any kind of life, any kind of energy. And Hugh Freeze brought that, but they don't win any of those games without Bo Wallace. And the impact that he had on that program at that time is pretty immeasurable. And then you go from Bo Wallace to Chad Kelly. And Chad Kelly had one of the best statistical seasons in total yardage in the history of SEC football. Very few guys have surpassed Chad Kelly. I mean, look at the names that are ahead of him in single season. And it's not that many, and they're all legends. And then you go from Chad Kelly to Jordan Ta'amu, who was quite good at Ole Miss, even though the teams he was on weren't particularly great. But Ta'amu himself was quite good at Ole Miss. And he's had a nice professional career as well. And then you go from Ta'amu to Matt Corral, who was elite at Ole Miss, off to a bit of a rocky start, had those two blow-up games in Fayetteville and in Baton Rouge. But after that, became just an absolute stud at Ole Miss. And then in comes Jackson Dart, and you get 3 years of Jackson Dart, and he becomes a first round pick in the NFL draft. And now here comes Austin Simmons. That line that he is following of quarterbacks at Ole Miss is a long, distinguished, and very impressive one. And I ask him straight up, you know, are you ready for this? And his answer will, and it should make you feel good, because when it comes to all of the other stuff with playing the quarterback position, he's got all the talent, right? But when we talk about NFL quarterbacks and the greatest of all time and those things, what separates Tom Brady? What separates Drew Brees? What separates these guys from the others? It's not physical ability. It's mental, right? It's Tom Brady, what made him great was work, was attention to detail and things like that. None of us are in the locker room or anything like that, and you really don't want to read too much into interviews. But when you hear Austin Simmons, when you're around him and watch him talk to other people and then listen to his teammates talk about him, it's clear that he's got the off-the-field stuff handled. So when the lights are the brightest and when all the pressure is on him, can he handle it? We'll have to see, of course. But this stuff, the way he presents and carries himself is that of a soon-to-be elite-level quarterback. We'll have to see if he can become one. Before we get to the interview, I want to tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems, if you're a Mississippi business and you need office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is, if it's technology in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, check them out at absms.com. Also, Priority One Bank with 16 locations here in Mississippi. There's very likely to be one in your backyard. Priority One Bank, that's where I bank. You can bank with me. They will make you their priority. And finally, Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotabrookhaven.com or on Exit 40 in Brookhaven. They also have a service department if you live in the area, one of the highest rated in the state. 7 a.m., 7 p.m. is when they're open. But you'll get $1,000 on me, any in-stock new Toyota. If you just tell them that I sent you, $1,000 off before anything else. They have great local in-house financing. And they will take care of you. They know what the car buying experience can be. And Toyota of Brookhaven will take care of you. They will deliver. All right. Without any more delay, here's my conversation with Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons. And that will end the podcast. When the interview ends, that'll be the end of the show. Appreciate you guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I will see you on the next one. Bank joining me now is Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons. And appreciate your time. Offseason, I guess, over now, right? You finally get to start working on actual football.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me. And then, we're just really building up to that season right now. You have a couple more weeks of fall camp, so just major preparation. Still, building more connections between the receivers and stuff.
So a lot of people around here talking specifically about your age. And somebody told me earlier that you are the youngest representative of all the teams here at SEC Media Days. Do you feel that you're that young?
No, I don't. You know, going into year three, and I actually feel like I'm more of an uncle rather than such a kid, you know. So, I feel like I'm 21, maybe 22, I'd say, right. Being in college for that long.
So, and then the big question, I did a couple interviews earlier, and the question was, is Austin Simmons ready for this? So, let me ask you, are you ready to be a starting quarterback in the SEC?
Yes, sir.
How do you know?
Just gonna have to find out.
So how do you spend your off season when you're not watching film, when you're not practicing? What did you do?
I'd say definitely, making sure that I'm good personally, especially my mental, and also going home from time to time, flying some receivers out of town, just getting some work in, a lot of off season training with my quarterback coach. And
so when you're not doing football, you're still doing football,
yeah,
is what you're telling me.
Football is my life, I'll tell you that.
Oh, good deal. So you flew your wide receivers out. Where'd you go?
So I flew them down to my hometown, Miami, Florida.
Awesome.
And we were down there for, say, almost a week. And we were just getting some on-field training, spending some time with each other and really just having fun.
Yeah, and you and Caden, who's walking around some here with his immaculate hair, you guys seem to be pretty tight. Is that just because it's quarterback receiver, or are you guys friends absent football?
Yeah, we're definitely friends absent football. I'd say that bond was built over time ever since I enrolled, because he was one of the first people to ever approach me and ever actually talk to me when I first enrolled, and it was so late into the summer. So just building that bond over time, just building that connection on the field.
I overheard somebody say Caden Lee flying under the radar. I don't think he should. He caught 900 yards worth of passes last year. I don't know how you fly under the radar at 900 yards receiving, but that's what somebody said earlier.
I mean, hey, that's a good approach going into the season, being an underdog, I'd say. So that's good for him.
What is his best quality as a receiver?
Consistency. He's really consistent in his gameplay. The whole stats speaks for itself, honestly. He didn't have one drop last year, and that's amazing as a receiver. And basically, I'm just looking forward to next year.
And you have a handful of new receivers, basically an entire room, it feels like, for you. What can you tell us about, say, DeJon Stribling?
I'd definitely say me and DeJon have a great relationship with each other. we can definitely compare ourselves, like, in a lot of ways, as far as, like, personality, work ethic and stuff like that, and really just him as a person off the field. Like, he's just an amazing person off the field. He's really chill, relaxed, low key, and that by itself really says a lot, like, about him as a player.
As a quarterback, with Stribling's one, Wallace is another. You bring in a lot of new guys. How do you get them acclimated to your program? What do you do as the quarterback to get them not only used to catching footballs from you, but how, quote unquote, we do things at Ole Miss?
I definitely say it just really, like, just being around the whole program per se, always being at the facility, understanding that what we're trying to accomplish, understanding the standard, and really just building that culture going to fall camp.
And now you've got a new tight end as well. It's not just receivers for you. So Daquan Wright returning and a handful of new tight ends as well. What can you tell the people about the new tight ends? You know, we know who Daquan Wright is. We've seen him play. What about the others?
Luke has. He's definitely a dog. I'll tell you that right now. He's crazy. I'd say, quote unquote, crazy. He'll block his tail off in any type of gap scheme, run play. And we have Trace Buckler. He came in. And basically, they've just been doing a great job on the field. And definitely, like, that whole tight end room's, like, so compact. They're so connected with each other, and they have a great relationship.
And as you know, of course, the Lane Kiffin offense, when you have quality tight end play, it just opens up so much, and it looks like you have a whole group of them.
Yes, sir.
So what did you have to work on the most? So a lot of people with these players here talk about how, you know, they're really good at this, they're really good at that. What is the one thing that you, after watching film and talking with your coaches, decided, I need to improve this right here about my game?
I'd say adapting to the spotlight, you know, not being the guy, like, while I was at Ole Miss, you know, really just waiting my turn and really just building up to that moment and really just adapting to everything that comes with it, like being a vocal leader, always making sure that I'm holding myself to the standard every single day, you know, always leading by example. So that's always been, like, the main goal for me, approaching each and every day.
And speaking of film in the offense, how much film do you watch in a week?
I watch quite a lot of film, especially with Coach Judge. He and I break down a lot of film, really just understanding, like, what we're trying to accomplish in each and every concept we have, and just really just going into Georgia State.
Mm-hmm. So you and Joe Judge, obviously, who you referenced, former NFL head coach. Does it feel different talking to a guy that's been at the very top of the sport, or is he just like another guy for you?
For me, like, it's also a great feeling because I say our coach staff is so experienced, and, like, they've all coached at every single level, and they always have experience, like, you know, in the SEC, you know? Yeah. So just being around them and really just understanding, like, they've been in this type of game before, they've been in this type of world, this type of environment, so I learn a lot from there every day.
What has been the biggest difference this offseason for you? I mean, last year, Jackson Dart, obviously an established player. This year, it is you. And so what's been the biggest difference in the offseason from your perspective about how you've prepared for the season?
I definitely say really just focusing on the main thing rather than just, like, you know, working too far ahead of myself and just making sure that I just stay level grounded. Like, keep playing where my feet are rather than, like, worrying about the next day, worrying about the future. Just focus on right now and preparing. Mm-hmm.
And when they talk to you about being prepared, I mean, you mentioned Georgia State. It's, you know, it's no secret that you've got Kentucky in week two in Lexington. Do they talk to you about how to manage preparation for environments and road games and those kind of things? What are those conversations like, and how do your coaches and maybe Jackson Dart or others that have been there, what have they told you about how to prepare for things like that?
I mean, there's a lot of preparation during the week in practice. You know, we practice with the loudspeakers, you know, with the crowd noise and stuff like that. Really just making, like, I'd say just a lot of, like, noise that you'll hear during the game. Mm-hmm. Or just music or something like that. Just really just understanding that it's different in SEC.
Yeah.
And just, like, adapting to it. Like, this is what comes with it. So just preparing myself mentally for it.
There's 11 games between now and then, but for the Egg Bowl, you got to get some of these staff members to ring the bells, like, next to your helmet pre-snap, just to get you ready for something like that. What's the most difficult part about a road environment, do you think? The most difficult part?
I definitely say communication, you know, as, like, you know, like, the whole thing about the headset, you know, sometimes it can be hard to hear, but it doesn't matter, though. We have our ways of communicating on and off the field. It doesn't matter. So I feel like we're going to be well prepared for each other.
And so how does that work when you are how much freedom do you have changing plays at the line of scrimmage? Or is it exclusively to the sideline and then they signal something in? Or is that something that you have to decide?
I definitely say it just comes with preparation. I may see something, may flip protection, something like that. But as far as, like, Coach Weiss calls it, I trust his play call.
And what's that relationship like with you and Charlie West Jr.? You mentioned the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was definitely understanding when he recruited me back when I was a two-sport athlete. He knew that I was coming there to be a baseball player as well, so he's very understanding. And he knew exactly what I'm capable of, and he keeps on like making me strive to be better each and every day.
Mm-hmm. And with him as well, having the last name but the pedigree. I mean, he was a young guy in the industry and got big jobs at a young age. Do you lean on him for experience like that as well, and trying to figure out how to navigate this as a young player, just like he did as a young coach?
Yeah, I definitely say so. You know, just him being like so young and like accomplished so much, like it's really inspirational if you look at it, because it's really possible to like accomplish the highest goal.
Yeah.
At such a young age, so like it makes me keep dreaming like even bigger goals every single day.
Did you learn anything? You mentioned baseball. When you were playing SEC baseball, you were a pitcher in the SEC at such a young age. I keep referencing your age. You probably want me to stop, but did you learn anything in that experience that you can take and translate into playing football as a starter?
Yeah, I'd definitely say, you know, playing at Athens, you know, in that away series. I didn't really go to that many away series because of spring football, and just being around there, you know, it's loud, and sometimes it's hard to communicate. We know with the pitch calm in our hat, but it was really fun. I'll definitely love every single road experience.
So last time we spoke, I asked you if you had gone to hot yoga with Lane Kiffin. Has he taken you fishing yet?
No.
Why have you not been invited to go fishing with Lane Kiffin yet?
I haven't really gotten to fishing, I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't like it?
No, it's not that I don't like it. I just haven't gotten to it yet. I always wanted to get into it, but I'm just waiting for the right time.
We got to get you on the boat. I mean, he's catching state records, apparently, during the offseason.
Yeah, I heard. Like, you can see it every single time he posts on his story.
What do you guys think about his Twitter, by the way, or Instagram stories? What?
He's just the biggest troller, and I actually like that personality of him. You know, it's something great about him. He's different from every single coach. You know, most coaches wouldn't even like posting on social media. They would be so formal. But for him, you get, like, every single type of personality. You get goofiness. Like, people like that, so.
What's he like behind the scenes?
He's one-on-one.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, I'd say he's very unique. His whole, like, persona, his whole personality, like, it's unlike anyone else, I'll tell you that.
What's the two of your relationship like?
Of course, you know, like, going into my first year, you know, starting as being a starting quarterback and just, like, accepting the role, it's going to keep gradually building more over and over, like, over time.
All right, what are you most looking forward to this season?
Game one,
Georgia State. And hey, I mean, you guys know this. I'm sure they've told you. They beat Vanderbilt last year, and that was a good Vanderbilt team. So these guys are not going to be afraid of the SEC, are they?
No, sir.
Well, man, congratulations to the success to this point. And I saw your eyes get big when I told you you're the youngest representative here. You are.
I didn't know that. Because I was like, I was kind of confused. Like, I thought there was someone younger than me, you know?
Maybe academically, but age? Yeah, I believe. It was somebody from the SEC that said that. So, hey, blame them if I'm incorrect.
No, it's okay.
Austin Simmons, quarterback, Ole Miss. Sports Talk, Mississippi. We'll be right back.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.